Email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. And rejoining me here, we're going to be chatting about the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, what it could be meaning for Rogue Valley agricultural water supplies. And I think this is important, given that I like to eat. I don't know about you. I also like people in Jackson County to have wells that continue to be recharged from water also. And we have Tom Malams, and he is the president of the Klamath Off-Project Water Users. And Tom, welcome back to the program. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Getting a little bit of wind over here just like you are.
Boy, we sure are. It was 100 miles an hour on top of the Siskiyous yesterday, on top of Ski Ashland. They had to shut that down. So batten down the hatches. There could be there's a storm, right?
Oh, you bet.
So, Tom, I wanted to share with you, I know that I forwarded on an email that I received from Commissioner Dave Gilmore here in Jackson County, because I was I brought to his attention concerns that you brought to our listeners last week about the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement and the possibility of cutting the allocation to Talent Irrigation, which is very important to our South County, to our farmers, and also to people that are on wells in the Ashland area. And you made a pretty good case that there is something to be worried about. Well, the Klamath Water Users Association, also involved in the KBRA, like you have been, ended up writing to the Jackson County Board of Commissioners. And this is what I ended up forwarding to you. I'm going to read a little bit of this email, and then I kind of wanted to get your reaction, because effectively, Tom, what they're saying is that, well, they didn't call you a liar, but they're saying that you're kind of full of it.
Yes, right. I understand. They've been claiming we're putting out their misinformation, partial truths, half truths, lies. That's what they've been saying. So that's their point of view, and that's I don't have a problem with them having the point of view, but we do need to rely on the facts that are in the document.
Okay, so you have the document, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to just read part of the email here. I write today to address a troubling rumor that I believe you are hearing regarding the proposed KBRA and its relationship to the water that is legally diverted, stored, and used in the Rogue Valley. The KBRA is necessarily complex and covers a wide range of topics. What it does not do, however, is change, alter, or negatively impact water supplies to the Rogue Valley. The KBRA makes no mention of Rogue Valley water. Representatives from KWUA and Klamath Irrigation District have been in regular contact with most of the Rogue Valley irrigation districts on this topic. We've had meetings with Talent Irrigation District, Rogue River Valley Irrigation District, Medford Irrigation District, and representatives from Bear Creek and Harry and David about this issue. It is true that a previous draft of the agreement did mention rogue diversions, but only from the perspective of maintaining an overly thorough inventory of where water that originates in the Klamath system ends up. However, at the request of the Rogue Valley District about 2 years ago, we, along with the state of Oregon, sought, and all other settlement parties agreed, to remove that particular reference and make no mention of the Rogue Valley or any water used there. I would encourage you to ask those propagating this position to cite specific passages in this document that cause them concern on this issue. I'd be eager to know what they are. Again, the KBRA does not affect water that is diverted by the Rogue Valley irrigators and districts. The Rogue Valley districts do have ongoing issues associated with that particular block of water from a state water adjudication standpoint, as do others, including Klamath Project irrigators. But that reality is true with or without the KBRA. Okay, so that's what the Klamath Water Users Association says. That's just part of it here, Tom. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're saying that there's nothing in this document about Rogue Valley water, and apparently nothing to be concerned about.
Well, that's very untrue. You can go to the document itself. You can look it up on a section. And now, this document is done kind of like the Dewey Decimal System, so it's fairly well organized. But you can go up to Section 20.5.2, Section E on page 142. You can also go on Section 18.2.6 on page 123.
Can you educate us on what these sections of the document say?
Yes, they have a veiled threat of what is going to happen with that water that's being inventoried as such. The Rogue Basin Project was in the earlier document. It was actually still in the draft 11 of the KBRA, the full section addressing the Rogue Project. And interesting enough, that Rogue Project was still referenced in the document as late as last month, as an unfunded budget item in the appendix. When the actual section was removed, I was told it was removed because it was too hot of a political item for right now. That's what I was told by some of those that are drafting this. Also important.
So the Rogue Valley water is too hot a political issue.
Absolutely. And they said it was going to be taken out for now. And that's why I assumed that's why that budget unfunded budget item was still there, because there was intentions of putting it back in there. Mm-hmm. But even though it's not actually in there, it's important to know that it seems that back when this was taken out, the Rogue Valley seemed to have no knowledge of it even being in the document until our group came over to the Rogue Valley and gave presentations to the Jackson County Soil and Water Conservation District and also the county's Natural Resource Advisory Council. And we actually got a somewhat of a hostile reception there because they thought we were the ones that put it in there. And luckily the water master was there and some others that were there that had a little bit of background on it. And we were only trying to educate the Rogue Valley. And once that was realized, then everything was fine. We were trying to educate the folks over there that this was in the agreement. And unfortunately, those that, if you sign this agreement, you have to go along with all the aspects of it. And as it was there, we were the only ones that I know of that were objecting to the Rogue Valley project being in there. The other parties were apparently okay with addressing the Rogue Valley as part of the water that could go back into the Klamath Basin.
Now, you said last time I spoke with you that rather than the KBRA directly shutting down Rogue Valley water, that this would be something that the state would do. What I'm wondering here, Tom, and maybe you could explain water law a bit more, because I'm not an expert on this. I'm trying to understand. I just know that I'm worried about farms and wells down here.
Yes.
If the KBRA, as it is written, is agreed to and moves forward, will the situation occur? And this is what I'm trying to find out. Will the KBRA make the situation such that the state will have no choice but to cut off the Rogue Valley education or the Rogue Valley water? Now, I'm saying this as a matter of, once again, the KBRA not directly shutting down our water, but it just puts in motion the necessity for the state to step in and say, well, no water for you.
That's exactly right. And again, I'm going to reference a couple of the sections, and section 20.5.2 on page 141 and section 15.1.2b, little i. They're rather complex, these things, but they do reference in there expanding some of the in-stream water rights that are on the table in the KBRA.
Expanding in-stream water rights, what does that mean to we regular schlubs that aren't water experts?
Well, there's so much water that is allocated, and it's all allocated by priority dates. Now, the main important thing to hear to remember is the Rogue Valley has a priority date, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know the exact date. I believe it's in the 1920s or 1930s, but irregardless of that, the Klamath Tribe and the majority of the Klamath Project predate the Rogue Valley's water. Now, what they've done is they've taken some of the water that on paper has never been used in the Klamath Project, and through the KBRA, they are advocating putting that into an in-stream claim with a very early priority date, right around 1908, I believe it is. And the tribal rights are being encouraged in this as well, which is a time immemorial.
Which means that there is ultimately less water then, which can be allocated. So the state
for agriculture, yes.
So then the state is given no choice. So it wouldn't be the KBRA shutting down. It would be the expanded water claims and water rights for the tribes and other users like that, which would be expanded by the KBRA, which would then force the state's hand to shut us off,
yes,
or curtail.
And the important fine line here is that the KBRA can't force this to happen, but it can. What it's doing is, it is, it's advocating for these in-stream claims, which if you sign the KBRA, say the Klamath water users, which they said, I'm sure they're going to sign this, they will find themselves in a position to where if the state calls on the Rogue Valley water, they have to support that. They can't even object to it.
Once you sign on to the KBRA.
Yes, you have to agree and support all aspects of it, which includes expanding these in-stream claims.
Now, I do understand that even when the water was shut off was shut off to the Klamath Basin farmers back, what was it, 2000, 2001?
Yes, 2001.
Yeah, 2001. We, here in the Rogue Valley, still ended up getting our claim. So isn't part of what the KBRA is all about is to balance in favor of the Klamath Basin farmers? Is that kind of what I'm hearing here? So really what we're talking about is a war between Klamath Basin farmers and Rogue Valley agriculture. Would that be
I wouldn't say there's a war there at all. I mean,
well,
maybe
war is a wrong choice of words, but
yeah, it could end up as that. But in 2001, when the water was shut off, that was shut off from the project because they were easy pickings. They were a federal project under the Biological Opinions and the Endangered Species Act. We've been criticized because in the Upper Basin we were able to still irrigate. Well, and granted, I have water rights up here, and the and mine are poorer in relation to the project. And technically speaking, and I agreed with this 100%, I should have been shut off before the project was. Unfortunately, the way Oregon water laws and the Endangered Species Act and all that goes, that wasn't able to happen.
I'm going to continue before I get to the phone calls here, Tom. I'm going to add a little bit more from this email that the Klamath water users sent to the Jackson County Commissioners. As you may know, under Oregon law, regulation of water and water right priorities cannot occur until the state issues a final order of determination in the adjudication process. In 2001, off-project irrigators, many of whom had water rights claims junior to the Klamath Project and who are mostly located along tributaries to Upper Klamath Lake, had full uninterrupted water deliveries, while their neighbors in the Klamath Project were shut down completely. We don't begrudge this community for taking advantage of this situation, but it is a factor in the complexity in the basin. As a result, I believe some of those individuals located above, and I think that's what you are, right,
yes,
off project, where the project diverts water, have the impression that the status quo is okay. My members do not share that philosophy.
I would agree to Greg in that respect. I don't believe the status quo is that great. What I look at right now, though, as the KBRA is going right now, I feel it's going to be worse than what status quo is, very definitely for the Upper Basin, and I really think so for those in the project as well. And I really take issue with some of the wording he had in there that it's almost like it's meant to incite people in the project to look unfavorably to the Upper Basin. When that water shutoff happened, I mean, we stood right alongside those guys. I mean, we helped organize a bucket brigade. We helped them organize rallies. We did mailings. We did phone calls. We did everything we could. We even offered to idle some of our ground up here so that that water would go to them so they could irrigate. And we were told by the Bureau of Reclamation, the federal government, don't bother. And we weren't asking you to get paid for that either, which is the habit now. If you idle land, people want to get paid for it. Well, we weren't even asking to get paid. We were just offering up free of charge to idle some of our ground to let that water go to the project.
Interesting that the Klamath Water Users Association is now, through this email, kind of throwing you folks under the bus. I find this interesting. And what I'm kind of curious about, and I'm going to ask this again, I think I asked last week, and maybe some clarification, is the goal to make sure that Jackson County stays asleep here? And I swear that the county commission here, even from their response from Commissioner Dave Gilmore, is looking for an excuse to not look into this.
Well, I'm not. I guess my point there is, Greg has some background in the Rogue Valley, and I think the folks there trust him. And I'm not saying Greg is not trustworthy, but you got to remember, Greg is a hired lobbyist for the Klamath water users. He's very good at what he does. He's very articulate. He's very astute. He's well spoken in public. He knows what's inside this document, inside and out. He knows the reclamation project, which is an extremely complex project. I wouldn't even begin to try to say I know how that operates down there. But he is a hired lobbyist, basically, to promote his bosses, basically, which is the boards down there. And the Rogue Valley, they just believe what they're being told, obviously. And I can't really fault them. We haven't been over there like we would like to be to educate them. We are a very underfunded group because we're funded completely by our members. It's all voluntary. We don't have taxing districts to support our cause. We have no paid staff. Everything is by volunteer. It's tough to go against of these huge organizations that have this tons and tons of money to throw at this stuff. And this truly is a, what I consider a David and Goliath scenario here, that we are the underdogs from the day one, and we always will be because of the way everything is structured. We don't have outside funding to help us do anything. We don't have a taxing district to fund everything we'd like to do.
Tom Allums, once again, president of the Klamath Off Project Water Users. And let's get some calls in here before we take a quick break. 27 after 8. Hello, Earl. You have a question for Tom. Go right ahead.
Good morning. You
know, good morning.
Why don't you use their words against them, like put into that document, there will be no negative impact on the Rogue Valley water, and add this sentence, no water, no amount of water will be reduced from the KBRA to the Rogue Valley.
Huh.
Use their words against them.
All right, Earl, is that something that could even reasonably be done at this point with the KBRA?
No, it won't be done. Unfortunately, right now, this is the final document. Of course, I should say never say never. I would like to see a lot of things changed in here, but they say this is the final version. This is what we got. And we've only got till the 9th of February to say we're going to sign it or not sign it. So we tried to push for a longer comment period at least. They absolutely would not go for that. They want to push this thing through. I would say this is a carbon copy of the health care bill. I mean, it's done behind closed doors. It's a huge document. It's very complex. It's being pushed by certain parties so quickly without public comment, without public knowledge of what it actually says. Even the people that are involved in the upper basin and in the lower basin in the project, the majority of them don't understand it. And there are quite a few public meetings now going to be scheduled that will try to get that knowledge out there. And
so, are there going to be any public meetings scheduled in the Rogue Valley, or is it strictly in the Klamath?
As far as I know, it's only in the Klamath, you know, because it is a Klamath issue. But it's very interesting you brought that up, as there is a science conference in the Rogue Valley, I believe, sometime in February, that deals with all the Klamath Basin issues, and it's a nice, convenient place to have it, and it's in the Rogue Valley when it's all on the Klamath issues. And their logic was, they said, well, the Klamath Basin doesn't have any place that's large enough to accommodate that. I'd take issue with that, but historically, when they have these kind of things, they don't like to have them here close by, so that a lot of people that are actually affected by it don't have the ability to attend. Now, this one in Medford, I mean, it's if you want to go to it, that's fine, but it costs you like $250 to go.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one for me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right. Tom Allums, once again, president of the Klamath Off Project Water Users. And we're going through a response from the Klamath Water Users to Jackson County Commission. Now, have you requested to the Jackson County Commission to be added to the agenda?
Yes, I did, and I'm going to give credit to, or not credit, give them an excuse if that doesn't happen. I made this request at kind of the last moment last week, and then we had the holiday yesterday, so they haven't responded back. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I've always been willing to come over there and talk to them and educate them. We haven't been aggressive over there in the past because we just don't have the resources to do it, to be honest with you. We don't. We try to get the message out as best we can. Like I said, we came over there and gave some presentations, and right behind us, the Klamath Water Users came in and did presentations right behind us, trying to say that we didn't know what we're talking about and that kind of stuff, and we let it go at that. Like I said, Greg has a family over there, and I was born and raised in Rogue Valley myself. I spent the first 20, 25 years of my life there, and I still have family and friends there. I still do business over in the Rogue Valley. I graduated from Medford in 1967, which I still consider the last great tornado class before the North
okay.
Medford was opened up. So I have a lot of history over there, and I have a lot of friends over there.
And by the way, I have nothing against the Klamath Water Users Association. It's just that you're the one that brought up these issues. Hey, there's some problems here, which is why we're talking with you about this. Let's get some more phone calls in and questions. We're going to run late. Oh, what can I tell you? It's a serious issue. Don, you are on with Tom Malums. Good morning.
Good morning. Tom.
Yes, thanks for coming in.
Yes. Who or what group started this mess? And I can just listen to that answer on the air.
Thank you.
Well, this thing was started back when the FERC relicensing process started. And actually, it started a little bit before that, after the 2001 water shutoff. There was some groups that got together and wanted to do some, try to to resolve some issues so that they didn't have that happen again.
So it all started with the hydropower dam part
of
it, though.
Not necessarily there. No, it part of it did, but there was two different things going on here. Groups were trying to get together to stop another 2001 water shutoff from happening. Then in about 2004, I believe it was, they started the FERC relicensing process of the dams. Well, these two issues kind of merged together for a time, and then they found out that, well, they're going to try to do a lot more than just the relicensing process, and they tried to merge them all together, which I thought was a horrible mistake there because they shouldn't have tied the two together at all.
Okay, well, we don't want to refight that particular origin, but needless to say, it's a quite a tangled web. David, you are on with Tom Malams. A question from you.
Yes, can't the Klamath tribe claim all the water because of their prior water rights?
Thank you very much, David.
Yes, that is true. They have an in-stream claim. It's not a water right yet at all, but it's a claim that basically is a claim over all the water that exists in the Klamath Basin, virtually all the water. That's what's being somewhat advocated in the KBRA. They did water the language down a little bit in this final version on that issue, partially because of all the objections that they had been getting about that. But it's still that claim is still out there that the tribe is trying to get control over all the water that's in the Klamath Basin, and that includes the water that is diverted to the west side.
All right, Patrick, on with Tom Malams. Good morning.
Good morning. What I want to know and what I'm really concerned about is, well, we have time to get our nice new $13 million water park built in time to have the water shut off.
Yeah, do they have a water right applied for that in that water park?
It'd probably be minimal, Tom. It's just for recreation, but it's an interesting question. I don't think the two are really related, but...
No, it is rather ironic, though, that they're doing some things that are very frivolous in some respects, you know, that deal with water, but yet then there's huge issues out there that seem to get glossed over and get kind of pushed behind the scenes, and nobody really realizes that they're there until, gosh, where'd that come from? And then it's too late.
I would certainly be more concerned with, lack of agriculture water here in the Rogue Valley and dry wells than I would be the water park. But once I say, that's a city versus county and state issue that we're talking about. They really don't mix it up at the moment. I guess here, before I take the next call here, Tom, what would you, in your wildest dreams, if you went up before the Jackson County Commission tomorrow, even if you only had 3 minutes to talk with them, what would you ask them to do to make this situation better for all? I mean, even if it does make the KWUA a little upset at you. Well, very upset.
Get on your federal and state legislators. That's where things can be changed or stopped right now at this point. That's about one of the few options that we do have. And obviously, I'm very realistic in this respect, and that was very well proven when we came over and presented the fact that the Rogue Basin was in here.
You were treated hostile
in a
very hostile fashion.
But only because they didn't understand, and it didn't take very long. The water master was there, and he said, wait a minute, these guys are just trying to educate you. And once they got that established, then everything was fine. And they got very active politically very quickly, and that wording was taken out of that agreement very, very quickly. And that just shows how much political pull the Rogue Valley has as compared to the Klamath Basin, especially when some of our local government, specifically our county commissioners, one commissioner is for dam removal, apparently. The other two have been sitting on the fence for a long time. They don't want to make a decision here, and it's a bad situation for them, yes. But we don't have what you would call a local unified government, and I think on your side, when that happened, I think your local government said, whoa, and they were totally united. And when you have that going against the state and federal level, they take notice a lot more than they do in the Rogue Valley or the Klamath Basin here. When we are somewhat fractured by design, by this whole process, it divides irrigator against irrigator, politician against politician.
You're all at each other with long knives right now. I mean, that's...
I wouldn't say it that way, but there is a lot of hard feelings coming out of this that shouldn't be there. We have differing opinions of how we want to go. They get a lot of sharp, pointed verbal attacks and character assassination type things going on.
Is part of this, Tom, possibly that they are just so tired and beaten down that they don't want to have to reopen this?
I would agree with that perception because, I tell Greg and others, I cannot relate exactly to what way they went through in 2001. I've never had my water shut off. and I'm very open about that. In 2001, I believe our water should have been shut off, and they should have been irrigating. That's just my personal feeling.
Didn't work out that way, but that's it. So that's certainly part of it. All right, I want to get another call in here before we take off here, running short on time. Kathy, on with Tom Malams. Good morning.
Morning, Tom, Bill.
Yes.
Good morning.
I'm curious. There's no reason that the Jackson County NRAC shouldn't have known about this well before your trips last year, because I wrote emails to all of our Jackson County commissioners a year ago May. I waited a few months after the agreement came out and heard no peep of public meetings or county involvement trying to get a seat at the table or anything. And so I wrote them and asked them five questions, which to this day they have not answered, about their involvement with the settlement agreement, other than to tell me that they knew nothing about it.
They knew nothing about it, even though you were educating them on what was in some of that
agreement.
Which
bothers me in itself, because this agreement basically guts the Klamath River Basin Compact.
And isn't that what the Jackson County commissioners are hanging their hat on as far as the TIDs, water supply, Kathy?
I don't know. If they are, they're being foolish. But Jackson County signed on to that agreement, that compact, along with eight other counties.
That was in the 1950s, right?
Back in the 1950s. Right. And if they're not watching these issues, they're not doing the job I believe they should be for the people in Jackson County. But, Tom, when you say that they took the language out of the final agreement, which they have, I don't believe that is because there was so much political muscle in this county. I think it's because they believe they could do it to fool us, which they effectively have done, because everyone I try to talk to now about this says, well, it's no longer in the agreement, as if that made the issue go away and we will not lose our water, and that is not true.
Because the KPRA, I just want to focus on this very intently, Kathy, for people that are listening. The KPRA does not directly address the Rogue Valley water. However, it expands water claims or in-stream claims to the tribe, to the point that the tribes get the water, we lose the water, and the state would end up saying that. Is that kind of the bottom line here?
Well, that's part of it, but what most people, I think, in this basin don't realize is that we are Klamath off-project irrigators. Those of us in this basin that have claims to Klamath water are off-project irrigators, and they don't realize that, and our water right, as Tom says, is still junior to anything in the basin, but most importantly, some of the non-tribal water rights that are senior to ours. Before those go legally, ours have to go. It's just water law 101.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's in the agreement or not.
All right, so Kathy, thank you very much for your take on that. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, she's exactly right. The Oregon water law spells that right out. And it's not just the tribe, it's the project irrigators and some of the upper basin irrigators as well that will have a priority. Now, something else, that the actual language that was taken out, I'll be honest with you, that language was actually better than no language right now, because in that original language, it did have one little tiny statement in there that says basically the Rogue Valley would be kept whole. There is nothing in the agreement now. It just uses that they expanded the language in there to support these in-stream claims, which in effect can very easily shut down the Rogue Valley when there's a shortage of water.
So in one effect, when the Klamath Water Users Association crows, hey, look, we got the Rogue Valley language taken out of that. But like you mentioned, though, that language also said the Rogue Valley shall be kept whole. Very
right.
Interesting indeed.
Yeah.
All right. So please get on the line with the county commissioners today and see if you can get up before them tomorrow. I'm hoping that they would be willing to at least listen to you and entertain the point of views that you've brought to us this morning here, Tom. Okay?
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Tom Malams, and he is the president of the Klamath Off-Project Water Users. 842 on KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show. Budget after.